I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Trick or treating in a graveyard? Woo! But as Linda Paul reports, someone does live at Chicago's Bohemian National Cemetery.
Helen Sclair lives in a classic red brick Chicago bungalow built in 1924. It's got oak floors, a cozy fireplace, and a dining room with a simple hutch. It's an utterly typical home, except for the decor. Look on Helen's wall and you'll see this: pictures of dead babies in coffins, or wire forms used in the 19th and early 20th centuries to make funeral wreaths. She chose this funeral motif when she moved here 3 years ago.
Almost everything in all of the rooms is related to death. I got rid of everything that wasn't. The piano went before I moved. There was no room in the inn for things that didn't relate to death.
That's not much of an exaggeration. Even though she has a couch, comfortable armchairs, and decorative throw rugs, these are just background to objects like the dead baby photos, which, she says, people took beginning in the mid-1800s as a form of remembrance. In her dining room, there's a wooden hand-carved hearse door from the 1860s, and in certain spots, there are skulls.
And who would think of having a selection of skulls for a table, a dining room centerpiece? I mean,
you apparently.
Yeah, well.
So when you have your Thanksgiving dinner here, the turkey goes right next to the skulls?
If I were to fix a Thanksgiving dinner, it probably would.
To Helen, quite simply, this place is something special.
It's home. No one could find a more perfect place for me, I'm sure. I have the Chicago River running through the backyard and 126 landscaped acres in the front yard and parking for 500. Not many people who live in the city can boast such a place. Some of my dearest friends who are also cemetery historians can't think of a more ideal place to live. I mean, they are green with jealousy that I'm living here.
Helen met these friends when, in her later years, she became a self-taught and respected authority on cemetery history. She teaches seminars at the prestigious Newberry Library of Chicago, and she's Midwest editor for the Quarterly Journal of Gravestone Studies. Currently, she's writing an article about the impending shortage of burial space in urban areas. This passion for graveyards grew out of her childhood experience. Her weekly chores included working in a nearby graveyard where family members were buried.
I grew up in the country, and I think that my very, very first job as a child was to take the scissors and trim around stones every Saturday.
Her maternal grandfather was a Circuit Methodist preacher who believed that families should maintain the headstones of their loved ones at the cemetery. These days, people don't generally spend their free time in cemeteries, but Helen does and has for much of her life. Helen has come to learn the beat of her adopted home. Sound of a backhoe means they're about to dig a grave. Masses of people gathered up at the chapel, a cremation's about to start. Just a typical day for Helen. It's a lifestyle that can, at times, be difficult for her daughter Lou to explain to others.
It creeps people out that she might have chosen a place to live that is right in the middle of a cemetery. But for her, it's perfect.
Helen's home is a museum and monument to what she has learned through the years. And her front yard, the Bohemian National Cemetery, is her outdoor laboratory. To get to work, all she has to do is swing open her front door. For Day to Day, this is Linda Paul in Chicago.